Today, I'm going to teach you how to play my favorite game, Massively Multiplayer Thumb Wrestling. It's the only game in the world that I know of that allows you, the player, the opportunity to experience 10 positive emotions in 60 seconds or less. This is true. So if you play this game with me today for just one single minute, you will get to feel joy, relief, love, surprise, pride, curiosity, excitement, all in wonder, contentment, and creativity, all in the span of 1 minute. So it sounds pretty good, right? Now you're willing to play. In order to teach you this game, I'm going to need some volunteers to come up on stage really quickly. We're going to do a little hands-on demo. While they're coming up, I should let you know, this game was invented 10 years ago by an artist collective in Austria named Monochrome. So thank you, Monochrome. Okay, so most people are familiar with traditional two-person thumb wrestling. Sunny, let's just remind them, 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare thumb war, and we wrestle, and of course, Sunny beats me because she's the best. Now, the first thing about Massively Multiplayer Thumb Wrestling, we're the gamer generation. There are a billion gamers on the planet now, so we need more of a challenge. So the first thing we need is more thumbs. So, Eric, come on over. So we could get 3 thumbs together, and Peter could join us. We could even have 4 thumbs together, and the way you win is you're the first person to pin someone else's thumb. This is really important. You can't like wait while they fight it out and then swoop in at the last minute. That is not how you win. Who did that? Eric did that. So Eric would have won. He was the first person to pin my thumb. Okay, so that's the first rule. And we can see that 3 or 4 is kind of the typical number of thumbs in a node. But if you feel ambitious, you don't have to hold back. We can really go for it. So you can see up here. Okay, now the only other rule you need to remember is, you know, gamer generation, we like a challenge. I happen to notice you all have some thumbs you're not using. So I think we should kind of get some more involved. And if we had just 4 people, we would do it just like this. And we would try and wrestle, you know, both thumbs at the same time. Now, perfect. Now, if we had more people in the room, instead of just wrestling in a closed node, we might reach out and try and grab some other people. And in fact, that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to try and get all something like, I don't know, 1,500 thumbs in this room connected in a single node. So, and we have to connect both levels. So if you're up there, you're going to be reaching down and reaching up.